Welcome to this ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. The ICMA Sustainable Communities Initiative strengthens local government's capacity to meet their sustainability goals. For more information, visit icma.org.
I'm Anna Reed with ICMA Center for Sustainable Communities. Today I'm talking with Amy Hart, the Solar Program Manager from Milwaukee Shines, the City of Milwaukee Solar Program. Thanks for joining us today, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by giving us some background on Milwaukee Shines and how the program got started?
Sure. Milwaukee Shines is the City of Milwaukee's solar program. Back in 2008, we were named a Solar America City by the Department of Energy. There are 25 Solar America cities across the country, and we were accepted into the program and received funding support as well as programming support to increase the interest and also the investment in solar energy in our community. And Milwaukee Shines is led and administered by the City of Milwaukee, but we also took the approach to include other folks in the community, so public agencies, nonprofits, and private communities in an advisory team to help make sure that we were meeting our goals and also, you know, expanding solar energy as best and as quickly as possible.
So what have been some of the key successes that the program has had since it started?
Milwaukee Shines has had a number of successes. Each Solar America city is able to develop their programs to meet specific needs or specific challenges in each community. And we wanted to tackle informational barriers, the economic barriers to solar, and also procedural barriers. So some of our immediate successes in the first year or two that Milwaukee Shines was around is we really focused on the education piece and providing information and access to information about solar and understanding why it's a viable alternative, and that was for the general public. But we also needed to ramp up our training programs for potential professionals. Literally, I could count on one hand how many solar installers or site assessors we had working in the Milwaukee area. And if we were going to encourage homeowners or business owners to invest in solar, we wanted to make sure they had people to call locally. And so we really ramped up our training programs, partnered with a nonprofit and accredited training institution, and doubled the number of site assessors and tripled the number of installers that are working in the Milwaukee area in about a year and a half. So that was one of our real immediate successes. I think also providing over the past couple of years, we've been able to develop financing solutions for homeowners. So in addition to seeing some great installations happen on our public facilities, we now are helping to make it a reality for the private sector as well by providing some financing options. And I think that's been a key, is creating some momentum and some interest in solar, and not only just saying, oh, look at this one installation that this funding and this grant supported, but we're able to develop sort of some long-term options for the general public as well, that they're able to benefit from the program.
Those sound like some really great successes that the program has had. Can you also talk about some of the challenges that the program has faced?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, mentioning the idea of just increasing the awareness of solar, that takes a while and it doesn't happen overnight. You don't reach everybody overnight and people don't see the light, so to speak. So really dealing with those education and informational barriers, not just from the aspect of solar professionals or the general public, but also city staff. So we are able to do a lot of training, informal training for city staff and connecting with people who are then interested in solar and helping them add that in their area, in their department for our city staff. One of the important challenges that, you know, still remains and I think is a reality across the country is that economic barrier, that people want to do solar, recognize that it's important and that it would be a great alternative for a stable energy bill and to do something positive for your environment, but it's still difficult to finance the balance of the cost of the systems. Here in Wisconsin, we do not have third-party ownership of solar or leasing programs. They're not allowed currently, and so it is up to the nonprofit, the church, the homeowner, the business owner to finance the entire cost of the system up front. And so that's where we looked at developing an alternative financing option where we offer low interest loans for homeowners and then looking at what are our long-term goals for city structures and city buildings. One other main challenge that we've faced is the procedural barriers that we've been trying to tackle. And we've kind of come at that from two different angles. There's the procedural issues dealing with the length and time it takes to get a solar permit and to make solar a reality. So if you're a homeowner or a business owner and you would like to add solar, the time it takes to work with an installer, they need to go through city permitting process for an electrical permit and a building permit. That can take quite a bit of time, and our process could always be improved. And it's a combination of not being familiar with the industry, what's required, and just having it be something new that homeowners are asking for. So we needed to really improve that process so the cost of solar can come down. And we're still in the midst of tackling that issue here in Milwaukee. The other area where we tackled some of the procedural barriers was helping the industry be able to connect with each other to decrease the time for accessing parts, but also decreasing the amount of money required for installing the solar system. So looking at our distribution network, where people are getting their solar panels or their balance of systems or their racking, how they're connecting with a structural engineer if they need one for a building permit, that hadn't really been in place. And so a lot of new solar installers, let's say we're getting their racking systems from out in California versus in our backyard, so adding a couple of weeks to that install time. And so that's been a really interesting an interesting issue to tackle, which has led to our Solar Hot Water Business Council.
The Solar Hot Water Business Council and the level of collaboration with the private sector is definitely something that stands out with Milwaukee Shines. Could you talk a little bit more about that and how it's contributed to the program's success?
Sure. As part of the Milwaukee Shines program, we launched the Milwaukee Metro Solar Hot Water Business Council. We had conducted a couple of studies looking at what are the strengths for Milwaukee in the solar industry. And granted, we increased the number of installers working with the end user installing the systems, but one of the strengths in our city is our manufacturing and our engineering base. And looking at where could that strength play in the solar market, we ended up really focusing on the solar hot water and the solar thermal industry, simply because there are so many different components that go into that industry, into the balance of systems. And we already have a lot of companies that are located in Milwaukee. They produce quality products, and they might be able to add a product line to get into the solar industry. But again, we go back to, we recognize there was also an issue of that educational barrier, that if we have, for example, a metal stamper that's working in the city of Milwaukee that has been producing products for years, for decades for the automotive industry, they have the equipment, they have the know-how, they have the business acumen to make a quality product and stay in business, but they don't know about the solar industry or where they might be able to connect, what businesses they might be able to connect with. So we utilize businesses that are already in Southeast Wisconsin and actually, quite honestly, from all over Wisconsin that are already involved in the solar industry to mentor certain local companies that are already in existence that may be able to add a product line, connect to the industry. The other component of this business council is then utilizing sort of this interest that's starting in the interest around the solar thermal industry to bring in new businesses. So as we've had calls, you know, and conversations with companies from other countries that are looking to get into the North American market, we have a support network here that they don't have to go it alone, essentially, and they can connect with people for different components. They can, we're happy to help them establish and set up shop here. The one thing that's not necessarily difficult, but important to keep in mind as we've been developing this is this business council is that these types of decisions are not made overnight. And so to be patient and create these relationships with companies that 2 years from now may end up moving here or may end up adding a product line. But it's certainly something that the industry is recognizing that we have here in Milwaukee, but also the manufacturing community as well, that this is now a new option for them as the solar industry expands.
Can you talk a little bit about the membership of the Solar Thermal Business Council, who it's made up of and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing, and I think it goes back to how Milwaukee Shines has sort of administered our Solar America Cities program from the beginning, is that it's not just one person in the city, you know, in this working for the city of Milwaukee, administering all of these ideas. We certainly could not have created a business council without a strong business support network that already exists. So some of our members on the business council include Johnson Controls. They have a strong solar thermal arm of their business. In addition to their batteries and their controls, they have an entire solar area. Their world headquarters is here in Milwaukee, so we're able to tap into that leadership and that knowledge and those connections. So they're a strong player. A.O. Smith, which is a hot water company, they're one of the leaders in the hot water market. They have now really gotten into the solar hot water world throughout the globe. So they have a number of different products that they're expanding in Europe and China and here in North America. Their headquarters is also here in Milwaukee, and their research and development arm all happens here. So we're able to tap into some of the innovative ideas, and their research team is on the council. We also have folks like Colleffi Solar. Their North American distribution headquarters is here in Milwaukee. They're an Italian company that works specifically in the solar thermal realm. We have Helios Solar Works. That's a PV panel manufacturer, but we have those folks involved as well, simply because there is a lot of crossover in the solar market for racking and those types of concerns. We also utilize our education that we have specifically looking at engineering and research. So we have MSOE, which is the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Marquette University has a strong research and engineering area, as well as our University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. And being able to tie all of that together, I think we're able to provide really great mentoring opportunities with manufacturers as far as saying what's possible, what could we use in the industry today, but then also looking at how can we push the market. And I think that's one of the challenges with the solar thermal industry is that there's a long way to go. To put it, I guess, politely, we have there's a lot of challenges in the solar thermal market. It's often forgotten about at conferences or not really, you know, focused on it, but there's a lot of potential. And so not only are we able to push the, develop these connections within the existing industry, but help to push the market and working to develop solutions to issues in the solar thermal industry. So how to make it more like an appliance, how to make it more applicable for homeowners and easier to purchase and install. So it's really becoming not only a leader for our local business and our local economy and strengthening that, but it's also helping to expand the market as a whole.
So you've brought up the educational component a couple of times. Could you talk a little more about that and what all that entails?
Sure. One of the first things that Milwaukee Shines did with that advisory team is recognizing that for the long-term sustainability of the solar industry and solar in general in Southeast Wisconsin is that we can't just offer one or two workshops here or there about solar and expect us to have a sustainable industry and had to be developing installers. We were fortunate enough to have the Midwest Renewable Energy Association somewhat in our backyard, and we connected with this nonprofit. They do training for solar electric, solar hot water, and wind installers. They do training across the country. They're an accredited training institution, and their programs are accredited through IREC and through the ISPQ training program. And for us, that was really important. So we knew that our potential installers and our potential professionals going through any training were going through a training program where they could sit for the national certification exam for the NABCEP certification, and they would be able to do quality installations. What we didn't want to have happen is develop a quick startup of a whole bunch of installers that are getting trained in the short one. They're not doing quality installs. They don't have the business sense to stay in business and that training and those connections, and then the solar industry crashes, you know, 3 years later once the Solar America Cities grant is gone or once incentives are gone. So we really, from the beginning, wanted to develop training programs and partners that would be here in the long run. And the MREA also played an important role in helping us train and provide information to the general public. So we tapped into a lot of existing events, a lot of existing training programs. There is the Solar Tour, National Solar Tour, which is coordinated by ACES, the American Solar Energy Society. So instead of creating our own events, we tapped into these national, more national level projects or things that were already happening at the state level or the regional level to latch onto and use the expertise. And I think that's one of the lessons learned. I think if you're, you know, if communities are looking at expanding their solar market, see what training programs are in their backyard. The Department of Energy has a great train the trainer program that they're in the midst of right now. So there are these training institutions out there that are teaching towards certification level exams, and that way you know you have a trained workforce. You're not putting people out there who don't know what's going on, and that you can ensure quality installs 50 years from now. You know, that's always been one of my goals, is that we have an industry, but 50 years from now, the homeowner, the business owner can take a look at the solar system and say, renewable energy does work. In Wisconsin, and I think, you know, and this has happened around the country, but in the, you know, late 70s and 80s, we had the the federal incentives for solar, and a lot of solar thermal systems went up in Wisconsin. The incentives went away. Those businesses went away. Installations failed. They weren't installed correctly because it happened so quickly, and it left a bad taste in a lot of folks, in a lot of folks' mouths. Policymakers, decision makers, and just general homeowners and business owners, the people who are going to be investing in the future. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen again, and that this is seen as a viable alternative that can be a solution for decades to come.
I think that's a really great sort of lesson learned. Are there any other lessons learned that you have from your experiences working with Milwaukee Shines?
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand with looking at the training plan, is that it takes more than just one person to run a solar program, and that having that advisory team and pulling people in from different sectors, whether they're just interested in the solar industry, you know, it could be one installer through a curriculum developer at a university, through a private industry who's looking to get into the business, even the financial, legal industry, marketing, all of those folks are going to make your program successful in the long term. And I think it's important because it's a grant program from the Department of Energy, and we knew from the beginning this wasn't going to continue. So what happens after the grant is over? Our goal isn't to continue to chase grant funds from the Department of Energy to keep solar going, but it needs to become sustainable. So having that question in the back of your head when developing training programs or this business council is really, really important. And so the same thing with our Solar Hot Water Business Council. And we certainly don't have the solution yet, but the plan is to help it find a home maybe in our economic development office and have it part of our economic development team, that it isn't necessarily just run by city staff. And looking at installation. So always looking towards the the long run, looking for a sustainable plan. So one of my goals here at the City of Milwaukee is to work with our Department of Public Works and other facilities managers to really incorporate our current solar installations with a plan for the future. So how can we add solar, and how can our Department of Public Works add solar to different building projects? So creating a spreadsheet that looks at energy efficiency upgrades of building, what's our re-roofing schedule? So as buildings are upgraded to become more energy efficient, maybe they are scheduled to have a new roof put on in 3 years. At that point, that might be a perfect building to say, we're going to make it solar ready. It has a great solar, it has a great solar window. We're going to put in the pipe runs to the roof. And then after it's re-roofed in 5 years, our plan is to add solar as part of that building project. So kind of planning up front and making it as easy as possible for city staff to kind of incorporate solar into our general maintenance plan. I think that'll help create a sustainable program for the city buildings.
And then just on that same sort of line of questioning, what would be your advice for local governments that are looking to start a solar program?
A couple of things. I think the first and most important part is that the leadership and support coming from our top administration really made this program a success and made it possible. We had support from Mayor Barrett to not only create our Office of Environmental Sustainability, but apply for the Solar America City funding. And that directive helped get other departments on board with our goals. And it's a priority for the administration, which means it is a priority for staff. And we get staff participation from our permitting office, from our community development office, from our Department of Public Works, our fire department, because we had solar thermal on our fire stations. So having that leadership said out loud and be passionate about what those goals are has really helped make our job easier when meeting with other departments and even with the community as a whole, saying, yeah, this is a goal for the community and this is where we can go. I think that's really helped not only get the grant and get that federal support and recognition, but also help in the local community and with other staff members. The other two things I would say that are, if local governments are looking to start solar programs, and you want to do some solar installations to kind of get the ball rolling, monitoring is really key, especially when you're installing these systems on public-owned buildings, or even if you're providing support to have an installation done. This is important for facility folks because you can do a training on how solar works, making sure that your solar project is producing the energy you expected it to and that it's working appropriately, but also for the general public because they can see tax dollars being saved. They can see the energy bill being saved. And so that's a really good part of promoting what you're doing and providing that information that, yes, solar does work. So there's a number of monitoring systems out there that are really important that can help for your facility manager and also educating and promoting your program to the general public. And then really tapping into, and I think this is one of the successes and what I hope happens in the long term in Milwaukee, is that this advisory team, using a network of individuals that's public, private, you name it, people that are going to help support the solar industry long after a grant may be gone, or really can help you get the project started and get the interest moving. So there may already be an existing network of people. The solar industry is small, and so installers, site assessors, architects, builders, universities, tech schools, there may already be people that are talking to each other that can help you get that going. From my experience, like I said, the solar industry is small. They all want it to grow, and they all are supporting each other, providing information, sharing ideas to help expand a local network and help expand a local industry, but then can kind of help connect you with different opportunities from a national level. So tap into the people who are already the advocates and the experts in your backyard. One other, I guess, piece of advice, or one of the successes that I think is great about the Milwaukee Shines program, is that we can point to solutions that we've provided for a number of different audiences. So as we do an installation or two on a city building, we're able to say, yes, we're walking the talk. We're not expecting the private industry to do all of the investment and make the investment in solar. We're also doing that as the city. But then if a homeowner sees that story about solar thermal on a fire station and they say, boy, I'd love to do that on my house, they're going to call your office because you're now the expert on solar. So having a solution for the general public as well. So now we're able to offer, we can say, well, we have a low interest loan program. Here's how you can connect. Here's a free monthly seminar about solar energy you can attend. And then a professional might say, hey, I'm really interested. I want to learn how to install that. Where do I go? And we have training programs and classes that are held for potential professionals. So recognizing that you may do one install on a city building, now people may want to do it on their own home and are going to call with questions. Professionals, you know, potential professionals are going to want to get into the business and then are going to ask you how to do that. So being able to make connections for those different audiences and provide solutions really helps garner support for the continuation of the program. So you're not trying to be everything to everyone, but you are knowledgeable in helping to connect those dots. And I think that's really helped us here gain interest and gain support. So when somebody calls and said, hey, I heard what you're doing, do you have anything that can help me? We may not have anything specifically, but we know where to point people in the right direction.
And in terms of connecting people to the information, do you make all of this information available online?
We try to, yes. And I think that's one of the challenges, actually, is trying to keep things updated on our own website without just sending people to another link. So we have our state energy program, Focus on Energy. So I could easily say, for incentive questions, yes, we have a state incentive. Go click on this link and navigate their website and find out what the incentives are. But it is worth our time saying, actually writing out on our website where people go to for information, here are the current state incentives. If you would like more information, here's where you would go. I think one of the things that's been frustrating for consumers who want to install solar is that it is a difficult process to navigate. And any business that can make it easier, but also any business that can make it easier, it's going to be great. But if we can do that as in the public sector, I think that's going to help the entire industry. So if we can walk people through, here's the permitting process you're going to go through. Here's the list of installers that are trained and certified. Here are the incentives, and then provide the links. Lots of times people will get frustrated by the fourth or fifth link if you're just providing them with, here's where you can go for more information. I want to try to make it as easy as possible for individuals to connect with each other.
And the city also has a solar map, right?
Yes. It's interesting. You know, there's so many solar maps that have popped up, but we wanted to, our solar map was the goal of, we just wanted to show people that there is solar in Milwaukee. And one of the great things about solar is you can put it on your roof. But that also means lots of times you don't see it in an urban setting. You drive, there's a number of homes I saw on our solar map that I've you know, ridden by or driven by, had no idea it was there until, because I haven't looked up. So it was a self-selected list where we asked individuals who've had solar installations if they'd be willing to share their location, share what type of technology they have so people can start seeing that it is in their backyard. And I think that it's important for us as a city as well to showcase what installations not only have been installed through this Department of Energy funding, through the Solar America Cities program, but also through other partnerships. So there's a lot of other public agencies and nonprofits that have made the investment as well. And I think you want to try to be somewhat modest, but also you got to be able to share the story. We've got a long way to go, and don't be shy about sharing those successes and promoting what you've accomplished.
Great. Is there anything else that you want to add?
If people have questions, there's a lot of resources. One of the goals of the Department of Energy's Solar America Cities program is to gather best practices from different communities, and they have a toolkit for local governments if you'd like to add solar. It's a really helpful guidebook. There's a lot of resources on the DOE Solar America City website, so take advantage of that. That's sort of part of the goal of all of this is these 25 cities. We've learned a lot. We've accomplished a lot, but you – each individual community is going to take different bits and pieces and make it work. So take little bits and pieces from that website, find out what your strengths already are in the community and build on that. And I'm more than happy to, you know, talk with folks about different ideas or challenges or maybe connect you with other communities that may be able to provide some advice for you.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Anna. And people can visit MilwaukeeShines.com for all the details on our solar projects.
This has been an ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. For more information about ICMA's Sustainable Communities Initiative, visit ICMA.org.